Welcome to the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I'm bailiff Jesse Thorne. This week, baggage claims. Ty files suit against her partner, Zach. Zach is obsessed with earning and using airline points and miles. Ty also likes to travel, but she wants to give up the crazy schemes and choose their vacation destinations and itineraries the normal way. Who's right? Who's wrong? Only one man can decide. Please rise as Judge John Hodgman enters the courtroom.
Boy, oh boy, is it my pleasure to be here, and let me tell you why. First of all, I am a fan of yours, and congratulations on your 300th episode. But also, I would be lying if I didn't tell you I'm very happy to be here, because I realized that when you asked me, and if I flew here for a single night and then flew back home, it would put me over the top for Platinum Angel status at MaximumFun.org at the Max Fun Drive. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you very much. Bailiff Jesse, swear them in.
Please rise and raise your right hands. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or whatever?
I do.
I do.
Do you swear to abide by Judge John Hodgman's ruling, despite the fact that his current medallion status consistently guarantees that he will be upgraded to a rigid airship?
Sure.
I do.
Very well, Judge Hodgman.
Ty and Zach, you may be seated for an immediate summary judgments in one of your favors. If either of you can name the cultural reference that I paraphrased as I entered the courtroom. Zach, you have been drug in here by Ty, so you have the option to either guess first or make Ty guess first.
I'll take a crack at it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because I didn't really finish it. The alternative would be something from book three.
You made your guess.
Your logic is airtight, sir.
Yeah.
It's a reasonable guess because I usually do some background research and figure out what books the litigants have not finished.
Yeah.
And then pick something from the second half of those books. So it could be. We'll put that in the guess jar. Ty, you bring this case against Zach, who is your husband, partner, friend?
Partner.
Business partner or life partner?
Life partner for now.
This phase of life partner, we'll say. Ty, what can you guess what piece of culture I paraphrased as I entered the courtroom?
Up in the air?
A reasonable guess, and we'll put it in the guess jar, and now I'll smash open the guess jar and say, all guesses are wrong. Phew, once again, I evade the guillotine of someone guessing correctly. It is not from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That would have been an interesting choice. Up in the Air would have been a very much appropriate choice, given that we are discussing frequent flyer miles and the lunatics who pursue them to the detriment of their partners' lives. But in fact, I was quoting a public radio show out of Portland, Oregon, called Livewire, hosted by friend of the program, Luke Burbank, who had a guest on the show, who was very happy to have flown out to Portland to be on the show for the sole purpose of, in this case, not making Platinum Angel for Maximum Fun, but making a diamond medallion on Delta Airlines. And that guest was me. I was quoting me on the public radio show that made it possible. On the public radio show that I stole money from, in the form of a first-class ticket to Portland, Oregon, in order for me to chase my own monstrous dream to become Delta Diamond Medallion, which I am now and will be until January 2017, and I am 100% certain will not be after that. So I am living it up while I can, you guys.
Have some prawns on us. Sincerely, Delta Airlines.
Oh, thank you very much. A huge platter of prawns was just shoved under the door here in the basement studio of Cave Comedy Radio here in Long Island City. In any case, Ty brings this case against Zach. Ty, your complaint is that Zach is too preoccupied with his frequent flyer status?
That is correct.
And you have benefited from his preoccupation with frequent flyer miles accumulation and status ascension. Is that not so?
Oh, definitely. I fully admit that.
But you would prefer that he care less about it.
I would like our travels to be more about enjoying our vacation rather than flying for the lowest cent per mile.
Okay. And Zach, where do I find you in the world?
Washington, D.C.
And do you guys live together in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
All right. And what is your job?
I work for the federal government.
You work for the federal government in a capacity that cannot be named?
I am a civilian at the Coast Guard.
A civilian at the Coast Guard, which, of course, was founded by Alexander Hamilton.
Correct.
Something that we all know. Thanks again to friend of the network, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and his perfect podcast. Oh, my God. His perfect musical. And Ty, what do you do in your life?
I am a contractor to the federal government.
A contractor to the federal government. And since you choose all of your words very carefully, I'm not even going to bother to ask what it is because I have a feeling you cannot say.
I prefer not to.
Right. Okay. There we go. So, Zach, you're married to the secret agent who would prefer you not pay so much attention to your miles and, in fact, restrict crazy miles runs.
Mileage runs, Your Honor.
Mileage runs. Mileage runs.
His frequent flyer pedantry is already kind of a thing of beauty.
To once, I believe, once per calendar year. Is that right, Ty? You want a mileage run no more than once per year?
So let me clarify that. I'm asking for one trip per calendar year, which is designed around maintaining or using flying status, and then one that is planned like normal people around our desires and budget.
Okay. So, first of all, let's clarify some terms. Zach, what is a mileage run?
It's defined as a trip, a flight, can be ranging from 0 days to as many days as you want. The objective being to earn elite qualifying miles at less than 5 cents per mile.
Okay. Now we have more definitions for our audience members who may not know the intricacies of this particular obsession. What do you mean by elite qualifying miles as opposed to just miles?
So there are two types of miles, the aforementioned elite qualifying miles and then a second type, which are redeemable miles. Redeemable miles are those that you use when you want to turn in your miles for a ticket to Hawaii, for example, that costs $35,000, $50,000, however many it costs, depending on your airline. And those are redeemable miles. Those are up until very recently earned based on the number of miles that you actually flew, what the community calls button seat miles.
Right. Actual miles traveled.
Actual miles traveled with the option of a multiplier based on the class of service. So 50%, 100% bonus. And then that is also multiplied by your status as well.
You have a derogatory term for people who don't live on your particular forum, right? And that term is?
A kettle.
And while this podcast does not usually deal in hate speech, I'm going to use your terminology. So for the kettles in our audience.
Hate speech is a little strong.
Just clarify. For the kettles in our audience who don't know what he's talking about. Some time ago, airlines started creating loyalty programs, and they would reward you if you flew a number of miles with them. If you signed up for the loyalty program, they would keep track of the number of miles you flew. And as you racked up miles, you would be able to redeem those miles, right, for future travel. So if you flew 50,000 miles in a year, you might be able to trade in those miles for a free ticket to someplace else. And you could enhance the number of miles you earned as you flew by, say, flying first class. So if you flew 3,000 miles in coach, you might earn 3,000 miles into your account for redeeming later. But if you flew first class, you might get a 50% bonus. So you might end up getting 4,500 miles banked in your account. And the truth is that right from the very beginning, the term miles became instantly misleading because they're not miles, they're credits, they're points. And so just to be clear, let's just say from now on, when we say miles, we are not talking about a unit of length. We are actually just talking about a point that an airline or many other loyalty programs will award you for shopping with them or traveling with them. Does that sound fair to you, Zach?
It does.
I could talk about this all day long on one of your weird forums. So there are butt-in-seat miles, right? And it's even more of a misnomer now because, as you alluded to, airlines used to credit you specifically for the numbers of miles that you traveled. That would be the base. So if you flew 3,000 miles in coach, you would get 3,000 miles in your account. Now it's pegged more to, and certain airlines are different, to how much money you spend versus how much time you spend with your butt in the seat. So it's even more, miles are even more separated from the actual unit of distance. Beyond redeemable miles, which you earn to spend on future trips or what have you, there are also elite qualifying miles, which you are going to explain now, Zach.
Sure. Elite qualifying miles are similar to redeemable miles, based earned on the distance you travel with the multiplier for what's called class of service, or for business class, first class, you get a multiplier. And then there are different tiers that each calendar year. They're usually denominated in 25,000 mile tiers, earn you various levels of elite status. On my particular airline, I'm currently, due to some mileage runs last year, the top level 100,000 mile status, which gets you free international business class upgrades, better treatment, free bags, prior security, priority boarding, lots. And then most importantly, it has saved me lots of heartache.
It has saved you heartache insofar as you get rebooked on flights faster should a flight be canceled, but it has created heartache in your relationship with the secret agent known only as Ty. But we'll get back to that in a moment. Just so that our listeners understand, and I will say that because I've already mentioned the name of this corporation once, I will be able to say it again. Delta, for example. When I travel with Delta, or when you travel with Delta, if you're part of the program, you will earn a certain amount of miles for the distance you travel. These are the redeemable miles. And then kept on a separate tally are these elite qualifying miles. And after you travel after you reach a certain benchmark of earned elite qualifying miles, you will get bumped up in status, which means you will get an imaginary medal saying you did a good job and we as a corporation like you a little bit better now. And now you are silver medallion, and you do a little bit better, you get to be gold medallion, and do a little bit better even more, get up to be platinum medallion. And with each level of status that you accrue, you get certain privileges from the airline, such as you get to board a little bit earlier, or you get priority in terms of upgrades, or you get to go get free bag checking. If you get to, say, Diamond Medallion, which is their highest earnable status level, imaginary status level, you get to go into the special rooms for free.
Inside my mind, I have already divorced Zach, and I'm thinking about divorcing you, Judge Hartman.
I know. I know. Because what happens is when you become obsessed with traveling all over the world, seeking imaginary medallions, you are by necessity frequently leaving loved ones behind, if not literally, then certainly metaphorically.
I feel like someone is explaining to me the rules of a Zelda game that I've never played.
Well, you have to understand, we've spent a lot of time on the show in this calendar year talking about Magic the Gathering. This is my Magic the Gathering.
Seconded, Your Honor.
So Ty, I think, barely needs to make a case for herself at this point as to why this is an insufferable thing to deal with, particularly if it is your partner. But what is the harm that has been caused to you, Ty, that brings you to this courtroom now seeking damages against Zach?
A few things. So first is, while I don't partake in the mileage runs with Zach that do not involve leaving an airport, I have done some trips that are still considered mileage runs, but we have left the airport and had a little bit of time.
I will want to revisit the phrase mileage runs that do not involve leaving the airport. So I'm just making a note. I want to come back to that. Clearly, this is an insufferable obsession that Zach and I share, But aside from being bored and annoyed, what harm has it caused you?
So I have contributed to maintaining and earning points and miles, for example. Zach and I sat in some empty hotel meeting rooms watching Archer in order to gain points for hotels to use on our trips.
What, finally, something I can get behind. That's a dream vacation.
Is that to earn Archer points?
I have platinum medallion status with watching Archer.
Okay.
We also did some mattress running around the DC area, again, for some hotel points. And when we go on trips in order to take advantage of Zach's elite status, the trips are so packed in the itinerary that we often arrive at odd times, leave at odd times. We spend, you go very far and spend a short amount of time in that destination. We basically went to Shanghai for a weekend, which was great, but I was freaking exhausted and didn't really feel as relaxed as I feel like I should be.
Did you go to Shanghai? Let me see if I understand with a specific example. Did you go to Shanghai for the weekend from Washington, D.C.?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Yes.
Okay. You went to Shanghai for the weekend from Washington, D.C. It's a long way to go for a weekend. Did you go? And I'm talking to Ty right now. Was this trip planned in order to earn Zach and, by association, you more points and status with the airline? Or did you actually want to go to Shanghai?
Yeah, like had you heard about a really good noodle place.
Or one of their personal Archer watching pods that everyone's so excited about over there.
So I believe that specific trip was to take advantage of the status that Zach has. And once you have it, you have to, there's a scramble to make use of it within 12
right.
months.
That period. Is why I said to the audience that I am currently Diamond Medallion. But it is unlikely, given what my travel schedule looks like this year, that I will be able to maintain that level of status unless I do things like fly to Shanghai for the weekend for no reason. And that's not for free, is it, Ty, to go to Shanghai?
It was very affordable.
It was very affordable. All right.
It wasn't for nothing. We had two gains out of that trip. One was Ty's father spends half the year in Shanghai. So we did get to see him for the 28 hours we were on the ground.
You got to take advantage of how inconveniently placed he was for a brief part of the year.
Exactly. The second thing is that this was a trip, a paid business trip for $800 in business class round trip, which earned 40,000 elite qualifying miles.
For a per mile cost of, you do the math, because I'm not going to.
I think it was around 3.1, around there.
Ty, I have a question for you.
And while she's answering, do the math and get back to me, Zach.
Roughly how much money do you spend on this weird obsession? And exactly what do you get out of it that isn't weird obsession specific? In other words, what do you get travel-wise that you would do if it weren't for this complicated scheme?
I'll say that I've been to more places with Zach in the time we've known each other than I thought I would ever go to. I'm not sure we'd be able to do that. We definitely wouldn't be able to do that on our own. I'm not sure how much altogether we've spent. I know that the value is much better than, there's no way we could have done this otherwise. But we, you know, we spend $2,000 a year.
There's no way that you could have ever afforded to fly in an airplane for 29 hours for a 24-hour visit to Shanghai.
Not in business class.
Do you guys share finances?
We have joint credit cards to take advantage of some point promotion. Yo.
I got roped into that.
I guess the question is, to some degree, Ty, to what degree do you feel that your relationship, which you now I understand why you hesitated to define it as even partner, is based on mutual love, respect, and admiration? And to what degree do you feel like you're just part of his scheme? Because having an extra warm body is an extra chance to accrue more points.
I mean, Zach always says, like, I'm not going to go anywhere without you. Because there's times when he, you know, says, like, oh, we have to go to Ireland. It's 2 cents per mile. I'm like, are you crazy? I can't do that right now. Yeah.
And is that Zach, a situation going to Ireland where it's 2 cents per mile, where you would not even leave the airport? You would just fly there by yourself?
If the deal was that good, yes.
Ty reports that you, two things. One, that you would never travel without her on a simple mileage run. Well, no, that you... But you have taken trips without her. She says she does not participate in the trips in which you go to the airport, turn around, and come back.
Correct.
So you do go on occasional solo down the rabbit hole mileage runs on your own.
Yes.
Give me an example of one you did that you're, I'll say it, most proud of.
That one that occurred last year.
It didn't just occur. It didn't happen to you.
One that I undertook last year.
Yeah.
Was to I should, a little context. I travel frequently for my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was close to the top level status on my airline of choice.
And do you know what? Here's the thing. I think that this will all be a lot more interesting if we are specific, which is the soul of narrative after all. So I'm going to let you name the airlines and just so that you can tell the story better. And since I'm going to allow all these big corporations to be named on the podcast, I'm going to let you name your forum as well. So what's the name of the forum?
It's called Flyer Talk.
Flyer Talk, which yes. It must have cost a fortune to buy that back from the Philadelphia Flyers.
Different spelling.
I think it's like, hey, can we have this website? And they're like, yeah, of course you can. We're a hockey team. All right, so now tell the story of your magnificent mileage run.
All right, so...
you did a lot of trouble to travel for work. You were within striking distance of top status, which would be what?
Executive platinum on American Airlines.
Executive platinum on American Airlines.
The equivalent of diamond.
Oh, I know.
I mean, part of the reason I agree to this, because, you know, I feel comfortable being judged by a true peer.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're in the diamond court now. Please sit down. Would you like some hummus? Relax on this phony mid-century modern chair. Would you enjoy a complimentary well drink and maybe some of this Thai chicken and rice spicy soup?
We have a variety of items in chafing dishes.
The Thai chicken and rice spicy soup at the Delta Sky Lounge is... Mwah. Top, you know all the notches.
I've heard good things.
This is the top one. This is a soup. I'm chasing this soup in my dreams. I don't think there's anything Executive Platinum's got over that. But so you're within striking distance of Exec Plat on American Airlines. So you make a run.
Multiple runs. There was this deal between San Juan, Puerto Rico, and San Francisco in paid first class, including the transcontinental special flight between New York and San Francisco for $700 round trip. The availability of this fare happened to line up with trying to remember which federal holiday it was. I think it might have been Columbus Day, I believe.
It lined up with your time off, with your federal holidays. So you did it.
Three times in a row.
So you just flew around in a circle the whole weekend?
I did actually get about 9 hours in San Francisco.
Did you leave the airport?
I did leave the airport for a brief period of time. So, but this was the most physically challenging, physically demanding trip of sitting and eating as much as I could to extract the most value out of this trip. And of course, it all went horribly wrong. I had to jettison some segments because there was a mechanical delay in the beginning and the whole thing went sideways. It was I ended up sleeping in the yoga room at San Francisco Airport.
Is your greatest dream to build a weather machine so that you can somehow manage to create snowstorms over Chicago that delay flights so that in the pursuit of better value, you can get rerouted around O'Hare?
That is a very fine dream.
I don't understand. How did you lose segments? The way I pictured this is you fly New York to San Francisco to San Juan, San Juan to New York three times. But maybe that's wrong.
The routing was DC to New York. I had to buy four separate tickets. DC to New York to San Francisco to San Juan to position. That's ticket one.
That's just to get to the starting line.
That's just to get to the starting line. Ticket two was the first round trip, San Juan to San Francisco, connecting in New York. And then ticket three was the same thing. Ticket four was the same thing. And then there were actually five tickets, a one-way ticket from San Francisco to DC to finish it.
And you did this three times?
I did the San Juan to San Francisco round trip three times.
And each time it cost you $700?
Correct.
Ty estimated that you were spending $2,000 per year. So I guess I'm wondering if you're keeping two sets of books as well.
Well, he's got the platinum executive books.
The actual number is probably closer to $3,500.
Per year.
Per year. That is the maximum. The objective is to spend the least amount possible. Now, this is the first year.
Well, and actually,
we understand this is a game. It's not real life. Continue.
the objective is to spend as little as possible while maximizing earned value in points and free food on the air. Like you're shoving down as many airline entrees as you can in order to get the most value out of it, correct?
I wouldn't characterize it like that. So
and you're
much.
Just it's slamming down episodes of Big Bang Theory on the entertainment system just to get as much as you can.
That's pretty accurate.
And just like shoving pillows and blankets into your backpack and everything, getting everything you can.
Forbidden from bringing back any more amenity kits.
I imagine you at some sort of kind of like shady swap meet in maybe Bethesda, Maryland, and you just in front of you just have a huge pile of what was it? American Airline toothbrushes, and just a thing that says 25 cents or 10 miles.
Well, let me tell you though, as someone who's flown first class across the country on someone else's dime a number of times on Delta, you actually get some pretty good stuff. You get a nice little some socks. Yeah.
So what benefits are you getting out of all of this work and your $3,500? Is it primarily that you're being upgraded when you travel for work otherwise?
I do get upgraded when I travel for work when the contract, you know, the government works, they issue a contract between certain cities. So I have to travel a city that lines up with American Airlines having the contract. I generally do get upgraded.
Every simple question we ask you has about 35 seconds worth of qualifiers and caveats and contractual hedges ahead of it, which it's like you are so infected by frequent flyer miles. Like if it happens, if the segment lines up with the contract that we have with this company, I can move to this and it takes me this far to get to position, then yes, I do get benefit from it. Too many qualifiers. Ty, do you fear that Zach is overly obsessed with this stuff?
I am concerned because I think it affects, I think if you focus so much on status and it kind of gives you a sense of entitlement.
And that's one of your complaints, right?
Yeah, he has to be first on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. Who doesn't want to be on a plane?
You
got to maximize that plane time.
You don't understand. As executive platinum, he knows that the people on the plane, that the plane and that corporation really like him a lot, maybe more than his partner. He wants to get into the bosom of love as soon as possible. That's how I feel anyway. as a Diamond Medallion member. Because when you go on the plane, they say, thank you for being Diamond. I'm like, yeah, finally. Finally, someone loves me. Very specifically. You want me to order him to stop thinking about this?
Oh, that's impossible.
So that's impossible. You want me, you can't, we can't order him to stop thinking about it. And it's clear to him that you already find it unattractive and he won't change his behavior as a result. And you don't, do you have a problem with him making solo mileage runs and leaving you behind?
No, I mean, I'm fine with that. I know he enjoys it and he wants to keep up with the rat race. But I'm asking for a little more balance.
So the damage that you're seeking is one trip a year, let's say, where you plan where to go and how to get there on an airline and a schedule that is convenient for you, that does not take any price or, let's say, earned value into consideration. Does that sound about right?
I mean, I'm not going to say let's not take advantage of a deal if it's there, but let's not go out of our way to plan a vacation around that deal, considering that I don't have as much vacation time as Zach, so I'm a little bit more limited.
And where are you going to go this year?
We are going to Hong Kong and Bali.
And would it be fair to say that you would not be able to do that if Zach had not earned a whole bunch of points, or are you just paying for it out of your own pocket?
Oh, no, there's no way we could have done it.
So Zach's sacrifice is enabling you to go on this dream vacation.
Crux found, Your Honor.
I'll decide when I find a crux. Guest producer Mary, don't adjust the levels. I want to blow that one right out. All right, I think I've heard everything I need to. I'm going to go into the yoga room of my chambers and sleep for a while and try to come up with some solution, some way to impose balance on this situation structurally. And I'll be back in a moment with my decision.
Please rise as Judge John Hodgman exits the courtroom. Zach, how are you feeling about your chances in the case today?
I think I'm doing pretty well. The judge knows the allure and the pull of elite status.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I assumed you were going to say the allure and pull of the unpleasant vacation.
I mean, what Ty didn't say in any of this is that we took a round-the-world trip last year in business class that we would never, ever, in our wildest dreams, ever be able to take.
How many of the places did you stay for more than 12 hours and or leave the airport?
Three.
Ty, how are you feeling about your chances?
I'm not feeling great, considering the judge said that going on a mileage run was probably one of the best days of his life. So a little nervous.
Zach, have you ever thought about breaking up with Ty? Look, I'm not trying to sow division in your relationship here, but maybe if you broke up with Ty and got together with game show host and friend of Max Fun, J. Keith Van Stratton, who's a celebrated points accumulator who often posts on Facebook $99 flights to Reykjavik, you might be happier.
It's I'll have to check the CPM on that.
He's a nice guy. He's good looking. He has to beat the geeks. Well, we'll see what Judge John Hodgman has to say about all of this madness when we come back in just a minute. I'm going to rent a bathroom at Norita in Japan and take a long, hot shower.
Hello, I'm your Judge John Hodgman. The Judge John Hodgman podcast is brought to you every week by you, our members, of course. Thank you so much for your support of this podcast and all of your favorite podcasts at MaximumFun.org, and they are all your favorites. If you want to join the many member supporters of this podcast and this network, boy, oh boy, that would be fantastic. Just go to MaximumFun.org/join.
The Judge John Hodgman podcast is also brought to you this week by Stitch Fix.
You know that boost of confidence you get when you put on an outfit that just feels good? You know what that's like. That's what I get
when I use Stitch Fix. With Stitch Fix, you get a human stylist, not AI. A human being who understands your style, size, and budget. They do all the shopping for you, and it's the easiest way to update your wardrobe this season or any other.
This professional stylist picks the clothes. They can either send you a box where anything you don't want is unbelievably easy to return, or they can make a little storefront for you just from stuff that they recommend for your taste and your body. It is an absolutely incredible service. They give you styling advice, outfit recommendations, the whole thing, soup to nuts. And like I said, if you don't want it, if you don't like it, it is unfathomably easy to send it back. They give you an envelope that's big enough, that has the postage and the labels on it. All you have to do is shove the thing in there, close it up, and drop it off at your local mailing center. It is that easy.
Can I also say the stuff that my stylist at Stitch Fix picks for me, I really like it. Like, they know me, and it's really terrific. Plus, if you've got small people in your life, sadly, my small people are now adults shopping for themselves. But if you've got little kids, it's a terrific way to get togs for your kids. Style that makes you feel as you want to look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/JJHO. That's stitchfix.com/JJHO. stitchfix.com/JJHO.
The Judge John Hodgman podcast is also brought to you this week by Aura Frames.
Hey, Mother's Day is coming up. Do you have a mom in your life that you'd like to celebrate? There are very few better ways than giving an Aura frame to someone you care about. These are beautifully Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos of your memories with your mom, stepmom, a mentor, friend, whatever it is in your life who might enjoy seeing photos from your life. Aura frames are the way to go.
Judge, there's a very special mom in my life, Ms. Teresa Thorne.
Yes.
That's my wife and also a whole human being in her own right. Guess what's on her bedside table? Yes, that's right. You guessed it in one, an Aura frame. What I love about the Aura frame is you don't have to load a bunch of stuff onto an SD card or whatever, like with the old digital frames. It is so easy to get the pictures on there. So like when Teresa texts me a cute picture of one of our children or our dog, or one of our siblings texts us a cute picture of one of them or one of their children, all I have to do is hit that share button on my phone and I can share it right to the frame and then it lives there for as long as I want. I can also take it off whenever I want, but I don't even have to open the Aura Frames app, which is a great app. But I don't even have to go there. It just goes straight into wherever I want it, whichever frame I want, or I have multiple Aura frames in my house, or all of them. It is incredibly easy. That's why Wirecutter chose it as the best digital photo frame. That's why it's one of Oprah's favorite things. It is guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com. to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code Hodgman at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Please rise as Judge John Hodgman re-enters the courtroom.
I obviously have a lot of affinity for Zach's obsession. And, you know, part of me is very intrigued to find out, to start digging into his weird bulletin board so that I can start finding out about these $700 flights back and forth between San Juan and San Francisco and take advantage of top-notch CPM, that is cost per mile, less than 5 cents per mile, and earn them up and get the bonuses and take round the world trips and business class and everything else. It's a fantastic, it is not only an addictive temptation, but it dovetails very nicely with my own pleasure centers, which are being in airports. I love being in airports. I love going into lounges. I love going to airports? Because I'm constantly obsessed with status and I love following rules. Those are two of my favorite hobbies. And so this really speaks to me, but it speaks to me and me alone. And the fact is, I could never follow Zach's road through the air because that's a lonely road through the air. And right now, Zach is an unmarried partner of one person who is Ty. Whereas I am a married person with children. And Ty, you worried, I could hear through the doors of my chamber, that I might find in Zach's favor because I discussed a mileage run that was the best day of my life. But I think if you've heard that story before, you misunderstood it. Because as I was getting close to my own Delta Diamond Medallion status and approaching it, and I realized that if I didn't do it, if I didn't take a big trip by the end of the year, I would not get Delta Diamond Medallion status. I priced a mileage run, a run simply to fly to LA. I was going to get out of the airport. I would just go over to the In-N-Out Burger and have a double-double animal style and watch the big airplanes land. And then I would go fly back home, and it would be 24 hours. And I came very close to doing the mileage run, but I didn't do it. I imagined that it would be a great, fun adventure, but I knew that it would hurt my children, and especially my son, who had frankly had enough of me leaving the house for what I called work, which is saying words and making faces for money on the other part of the country. And to do it without even having work to do, the cost per mile would have been undermined by the cost to soul. And so I didn't. Because also, I'd be spending my own dumb money. It wasn't until I got public radio on me to come over there and talk on Live Wire with Luke Burbank that I realized, oh, I got these suckers on the vine. I'll spend their money and do it instead. And then the math worked out. But the thing, you know, I've discussed this now quite a bit on different radio shows and in public and so forth. Everyone has their own math in this world. And all your buddies, Zach, on Flyer Talk have a very specific math and their own little spreadsheets. And it's like, if you spot a cheap flight where the cost per mile is going to be less than 5 cents or 3 cents or 2 cents, all of a sudden it is obligatory for you to go on that trip, because otherwise you're just leaving money on the imaginary table and imaginary status on the imaginary table. And then you go on that trip, and the fact that you're gorging yourself on airplane food in order to maximize value, I think on some level you realize that there's no amount of reheated short ribs or lasagna that you can shove down your throat that's going to compensate for the fact that you're leaving loved ones behind in order to chase an imaginary certificate of merit. This is a pursuit for the single human, one that I, and part of my, I think my obsession with it is that even though I'm very happily married and very happily a parent, I do remember what it was like to be totally on your own. Maybe that's why I love traveling by myself, because it reminds me of being 19 years old and having no human connections in my life. But as you guys get closer together in your lives, it's going to be harder and harder to justify bringing your partner to Shanghai for 24 hours to quote unquote see her father, but really you're racking up a whole lot of status points. And it will be toxic in your relationship going forward if you start playing the card that I played for you and you agreed. It's like, baby, if I didn't leave you behind all the time and make you go on these terrible trips, we wouldn't get to go to Hong Kong, because that's sort of like, just shut up and enjoy it. I'm making all this money, but the money you're making is imaginary. Do you know what I mean? You need to listen to your partner, and you need to have balance your obsessions with hers. The only thing that I really... That is my caveat, not my caveat, my warning to you. The problem is that perhaps that Ty, I really needed you to demonstrate and speak frankly about the damage that this is causing you, so that I could correct that damage with punishment against Zach. And with great respect, I'm not sure that you really brought the damage forward by explaining this, how it makes you feel, by explaining why you think it's wrong. The closest you got to it was that you don't like it when Zach wanders through the airport looking down his nose at kettles. And I don't blame you. I don't like that either. It's hard for me to establish a proper damage that would correct and bring balance to the situation. And quite frankly, Ty, and I say this with respect, I'm not sure if you know what you would ask other than maybe Zach think about this a little less, but you know that he's not going to. So unfortunately, I can't find in your favor, Ty. I have to allow Zach his weird obsession, but I'm warning you, Zach, you're driving your loved ones away. First, they're bringing you to podcasts, and the next thing you know, you're going to be assassinated by a foreign agent.
Oh, man.
Because Ty has connections. I mean, I could say limit solo mileage runs to 3 per year, or I could say let Ty plan a trip all on her own that has no... You know what? That's what I'm going to do.
No.
I am going to do it. This is not a judgment against Zach per se, but I am going to award some damage to Ty as a warning to Zach of where this might go. And so, Ty, I am ordering you for next vacation. You plan where you're going to go. You plan how long you're going to stay there. You plan where you're going to stay. You're going to plan what class of service you're going to fly. You're going to plan what airline you're going to fly. And you will receive no input whatsoever from Zach. You will not care about the CPMs. And you will do it exactly the way you want to do it. And Zach, you will have to do this. Even if you realize that your CPMs are like $500 per mile, you're going to take it so that you understand what it is to travel. You're going to understand the cost it incurs to travel several thousand miles in Ty's shoes, the way she has been traveling in your shoes all this time. This is the sound of a gavel. Judge John Hodgman rules. That is all.
Please rise as Judge John Hodgman exits the courtroom. Ty, how do you feel about Judge Hodgman's admittedly somewhat Byzantine and confusing ruling?
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Are you excited to build your own spreadsheet?
Oh, yeah. We're going to Australia.
Oh, awesome. What are you going to do in Australia?
Lots of beach time.
Yeah, awesome. Zach, how are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. I can live with that.
Yeah, what could be worse, right?
Yeah.
You'll somehow make it through this beach vacation to Australia.
Yeah.
despite the number of points that you know you're not earning every time you sip a Mai Tai.
Oh, it's the hardest thing.
Ty, Zach, thank you for joining us on the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Hodgman.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class. Tomorrow's exam will cover the science of cosmic rays, the morals of art forgery, and whether or not fish can drown. Any questions? Yes, you in the back. What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else. My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Well, let's wrap this show up real quick because I got a flight to catch.
Yeah, I got to go. I've rented a conference room at a hotel to watch old episodes of Married on FX and get FX points.
Our episode this week named by David Stevens. Thank you, David. If you want to name an episode of Judge John Hodgman, it's fun. It's easy. It's dumb. Follow us on Twitter at Hodgman and at Jesse Thorne, and like Judge John Hodgman on Facebook. You can also join us on the Maximum Fun Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com and in the Maximum Fun Facebook group, where there is a lot of fun going on at any given moment.
In addition to liking Judge John Hodgman on Facebook, may I also suggest liking Judge John Hodgman in real life, because I'm addicted to approval.
Yes. No, that is clear. If there is one thing that has become clear in the course of this episode, Judge Hodgman.
Yeah.
It's that you need approval and will pay dearly for it.
Indeed so, sir.
Our special thanks this week to our friends at Cave Comedy Radio in Long Island City, who gave us a studio for Judge Hodgman to record in. Who's your special engineer over there this week, Judge Hodgman?
That's guest producer Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Julia Smith is the producer of the program. Mark McConville edits the show. And most of all, thank you to everyone who participated in the Max Fun Drive. You are our personal heroes. We love you. Thank you so, 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 so much.
I agree with Jesse. We are so grateful for all of your support during the Max Fun Drive. It really means a tremendous amount, and we're just thrilled to be able to bring you the podcast. So thank you.
We'll talk to you next time on the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.